Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report podcast. I'm your host, Austin Peterson, Liberty Champion. And today is a great day for freedom in the United States, and specifically in the District of Columbia. You don't get to hear that too often. But today we're talking about a story that everybody's talking about. It's especially if you love freedom. The DC police were told on Sunday not to arrest people for carrying handguns on the street in the wake of a judge's ruling that overturned the city's principal gun control law. Woo! Very exciting news. All right, so I'm going to start reading. This is from the Washington Post, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. The D.C. Attorney General's office said it would seek a stay of the ruling while the city decides whether to appeal. And you know they're going to appeal, ladies and gentlemen, because there's no way that the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. are going to try and let this one pass. In an order approved by Police Chief Kathy Lanier, police were told that district residents are permitted to carry pistols if the weapons are registered. Those who had not registered their handguns could be charged on that ground, the instruction said. The number of registered pistols is thought to be low. Yeah, no kidding. So Lanier's instructions to police also said the residents of other jurisdictions without felony records would not be charged under the ban on carrying pistols. So let me read that one to you again. This is the important part. The chief of police said that residents of other jurisdictions without felony records. So if you don't live in the District of Columbia and you haven't been charged with any felonies, then you won't be charged with carrying your pistol in Washington, D.C. The spokesman for the D.C. Attorney General, Ted Guest, he's the guy who defended the handgun ban, said it's seeking a stay shortly, so the order may not be in effect for long. So if you want to do an open carry event or something like that here in Washington, D.C., probably best to try and do it today if you can. Organize something as quickly as we can so that we can display our Second Amendment rights. So legal experts are saying that in many cases, all parties in the lawsuit are given the opportunity to appeal a ruling before it takes effect, but it was decided at some point yesterday that Scullin's ruling, that's the judge who gave this ruling, took immediate effect, and that set off efforts to bring the city into compliance. So the guy who did this, Scullin, who's a senior U.S. District Court judge, he usually sits in the Northern District of New York. He wrote in his ruling that he was stopping enforcement of the law unless and until the city adopted a constitutionally valid licensing mechanism. So basically, unless the city gets a licensing mechanism put together as quickly as possible, then they need to stop enforcing these handgun laws. The decision is in effect unless and until the court stays its decision, said Alan Gura, who is the lawyer who represents the group challenging the ban. He's the guy that also represented Heller in the Heller gun case. And he, Alan Gore goes on to say, "This is now a decision that the city is required to follow. The idea that the city can prohibit absolutely the exercise of a constitutional right for all people at all times, that was struck down. That's just not going to fly." It appeared late Sunday that the city was acting in conformity with Gura's position that registered handguns could be carried in public. The instruction issued to officers said that, until further notice, they shall not enforce the law that prohibited the carrying of handguns. Alan Gura said people allowing to carry handguns for self-defense will cut crime. And this is something we've talked about in the Freedom Report quite a bit, actually, because concealed carry has been up in the United States, and violent crime has gone down. Of course, this is not concealed carry. We're talking about open carry here. Gura says this is a fantastic improvement in public safety, he says. And if you agree with Alan Gura, you probably agree with a lot of people who say that an armed society is a polite society, which I definitely agree with that as well. The office of the mayor, Vincent Gray, Democrat, of course, says that he remains committed to having reasonable gun safety measures in the district and will work with the office of the attorney general and DC police to ensure that our gun laws remain strong. And I'm just going to pause here for just a moment because, you know, I've lived in some dangerous neighborhoods here in the United States. I grew up in a pretty safe area, but I lived in New York City, and I actually lived in Spanish Harlem for a short time. You know, I've spent some time in Chicago and some other dangerous places. And, you know, the only places where I've ever felt unsafe, you know, in Washington, D.C., in New York, Chicago, the only places where I ever felt like I needed a gun were the places where I wasn't allowed to carry them. And so now, you know, I find myself thinking, wow, I actually feel, you know, a little bit safer considering that, like, if I want to go out to a club or something in Washington, D.C., and if I want to bring my gun and keep it in my truck, then I'll do so. And I'll feel a lot safer because I know that I'll be able to protect myself or protect others if the time comes to it. Now, one of the D.C. council members, his name's Muriel Bowser, who is the Democratic nominee that's going to replace Vincent Gray, the mayor, said that she encouraged the attorney general to appeal. A member of the council's committee on the judiciary and public safety, Bowser, said she planned to work on any legislative action needed to protect our gun laws. Is it just me, or is it sort of funny that the name of the bad guy in this is Bowser? But the decision, she says, is troubling. It threatens public safety, blah, 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 hate freedom. Council member David Catania, who's running for mayor as an independent, did not respond to requests for comment. They said, oh, come on, David, get off the fence, buddy. Everybody's happy off of this one. Well, I don't know. I mean, who really, other than the people, I guess, the people who live in D.C. who are upset about this are like the limousine liberals and the Mercedes Marxists who live in Washington, D.C. part-time. They're not from Washington, D.C. Who's really from Washington, D.C. anyway? You know what? I bet if you took a poll of the people who actually are from Washington, D.C., who have lived in Washington, D.C. all their lives, I bet a lot of those people probably think they should be able to own guns to protect themselves and be able to carry. But the people who come into Washington, D.C. from all over the United States to get some of your tax money, those people don't want you to have guns, that's for sure. So let's continue. Council member Mary Che noted that the ruling was made at the trial court level and was issued by an out-of-state judge sitting down here on a temporary status and possibly lacking an appreciation of the district's special circumstances. Ooh, what are the special circumstances here? You know, the funny thing is, she's probably, you know what she's probably saying here? Well, let me just read her words and then we'll I'll speculate it, Will. Mark Twain always said, get the facts straight, then you can distort them as you please. She says, we're just full of places where guns would not only be inappropriate, but highly dangerous. Oh my goodness. You know, the Capitol Guards carry automatic weapons. You know, they carry, not only do they carry automatic rifles, they carry automatic shotguns. And these aren't just automatic shotguns with 5 rounds. I'm talking about the automatic shotguns that has like 15 rounds, you know, like boom, 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 boom. You know what you use those things for? You use those things for crowd control. And let me tell you, you shouldn't worry about people open carrying their handguns in the Capitol because there are snipers sitting on top of the White House. There's guards carrying automatic shotguns with 20 rounds in them. And I'm pretty sure that they don't have anything to worry about from a freaking handgun. So, you know, what's her name? Mary Che here. She says, yo, we're full of places where guns would not only be inappropriate, but highly dangerous. Well, you already can't carry a gun into the Capitol. You already can't carry a gun into the White House. That's obvious. The thing is that the people who are going to disobey the law, they weren't going to obey this law in the first place. The logic doesn't work on these people. You know, logic just doesn't work. It's all emotional. It's all about confirming their biases, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's all about saying to themselves, well, this is what I believe, and let me fit the facts. Let me find the facts to fit my narrative. This is a name you might be familiar with. Another freedom hater. Eleanor Holmes Norton, the district's non-voting delegate to Congress, said it was significant that the ruling did permit the city to regulate the carrying of handguns. Now, this next part is really cool because I actually know this person personally. The ruling results from a case brought 4 years ago by Tom Palmer, the nonprofit Second Amendment Foundation, and three others. Tom Palmer is one of those who successfully sued the district in the Heller case that led to the landmark Supreme Court decision that said the Second Amendment provides an individual right to own handguns. Tom Palmer was actually my boss at the Atlas Foundation when I worked there a few years ago before I went to work at Fox, and he's a wonderful gentleman. He's a fellow at the Cato Institute. I believe he's a vice president over there as well. And he's a really smart man, and he travels all over the world spreading freedom. I believe he's right now in Africa spreading libertarianism to African students. I just heard that the Students for Liberty carried out a conference in Africa with over 1,000 students. So congratulations, Students for Liberty, spreading liberty not just here in the United States, but all over the world. And Tom G. Palmer's at the head of that. Now here he is spearheading freedom right here in Washington, D.C., which I just think is wonderful. Kudos to you, Mr. Tom Palmer, and thank you for being such a good friend and freedom fighter. Many states regulate who can carry handguns in public through background checks and required gun safety courses. But the district's elected leaders in 2008 repealed the police chief's authority to issue handgun licenses, which Palmer and his attorney say violates the Second Amendment. By requiring a permit to carry a handgun in public, yet refusing to issue such permits, defendants maintain a complete ban on the carrying of handguns in public by almost all individuals, the complaint first filed in 2009 said. So basically what the argument was on the part of Tom Palmer is that the handgun permits were basically not being issued. So they were requiring you in Washington, D.C. to get a permit, but they weren't issuing the permits. So it was an effective ban. On Sunday, Tom Palmer characterized the two cases in which he's been a plaintiff as dealing with the two parts of the constitutional phrase, to keep and bear arms. After the Heller decision, he said the district allowed residents to keep guns, but not to bear them. See, that's very important. The district government simply refused to follow the law. And that was what occasioned this second lawsuit, Palmer said. They steadfastly refused to recognize the full text of the Second Amendment, which says keep and bear. The Supreme Court's 5-4 Heller decision made clear the Constitution guarantees an individual right to gun ownership within the home, but it did not deal with whether the right extended to public places. Courts have been wrestling with the decision ever since. In December 2012, a federal appeals court struck down a similar ban in Illinois. Justice Scalia, who wrote for the majority in the Heller case, recognized the power of governments to limit the carrying of firearms in sensitive places, such as schools and government buildings. So, you know, Scalia was basically, you know, giving an out for the government officials who all carry, you know, have all their security carry guns, you know. In response to the Heller decision, the district passed a new law that allows residents with valid registrations to keep a firearm in their homes. So that's what Tom Palmer was complaining about. Yeah, after Heller, they were allowed to keep a gun in their home. The law expressly got rid of the carry provision because of the district's, quote, unique character as home to the federal government, high-profile officials, iconic memorials, diplomats, and thousands of large public events. Now, the police chief Lanier has testified at a congressional hearing that the city is, quote, filled with sensitive places. Our law should reflect that reality. Yeah, you're so sensitive. This is what really pisses me off. You know, let me get the facts straight, then I'll distort them. She says, protecting government officials and infrastructure is a challenge in every city, but greater in the district. The city's attorney general said in a court filing. So, yeah, it's all so sensitive. You know, we're so sensitive here in D.C. We're so important. Protect us, please, from people with guns. You know, you're not supposed to be protected from guns. And this is where my First Amendment right comes in. You're not supposed to be protected from guns. You're supposed to be afraid of guns. And the reason reason you're supposed to be afraid of guns and the reason we have a Second Amendment is because if we ever need to overthrow the government one day, then we'll have these damn guns. That's exactly what they're for. And if we needed guns, it's not handguns that we're going to need. We're going to need fully automatic assault rifles. I know you don't like the term assault rifle. I won't say it anymore, but it is a technical term for a weapon that has a magazine and an interchangeable select fire. And one of the selections is automatic. But nobody uses automatic anyway because it's totally inaccurate. Haven't you played Call of Duty? You got to put it on burst fire because that's how you get an accurate spread. There we go. Okay, going on here. Federal people are going to think I'm nuts. So maybe I am. Who knows? All right. Well, not as nuts as a lot of the people who follow my page. Okay, or listen to this podcast. You know who you are. Woo! Federal courts generally upheld restrictions on who can carry guns in public places. Last year, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit upheld Maryland's tough restrictions on gun licensing. Maryland's law allows law enforcement officials to decide whether a person may carry a gun and requires residents to provide a good and substantial reason for doing so. Maryland's approach is similar to California, New Jersey, and New York, all the places that hate freedom. The appeals court cited its agreement with a decision by the Second Circuit upholding New York's licensing system. And basically, the New York licensing system requires a person to demonstrate proper cause before a permit is issued. The D.C. case was also brought by the same attorney, Gura, who argued the Heller case. Gura is a freedom-loving libertarian, if I've ever met one. He said he hoped the ruling would not prompt another city effort to bolster gun laws. They really should just come to terms with the constitutional requirement and stop resisting the right to bear arms. And that's our show for today. Thanks very much for listening to the Freedom Report podcast. And don't forget to come back every single day to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at thelibertarianrepublic.com.